Hello and welcome to The Village Green. This is DJ Frederick. Thank you for tuning in. I've got an intriguing program planned for you today. We're going to hear a fantastic poem called How to Carve an Angel, a poem by Peter Fulton from Salem, New Hampshire. We're also going to hear some other New England artists and musicians, including some tracks from a classic LP by D.R. Hooker from Connecticut that was released back in the 1970s. So climb on board. This is the Village Green and New England Music Sampler.
Society, God save Donald Duck, vaudeville and variety. We are the Desperate Dan Appreciation Society, God save strawberry jam and all the different varieties. Preserving the old ways from being abused, protecting the new ways for me and for you. What more can we do? Small, a good old Mother Riley. We are the Custard Pie Appreciation Consortium. God save the George Cross and all those who awarded that. We are the Sherlock Holmes English speaking. Society, God save Donald Duck, vaudeville and variety. We are the Desperate Dan Appreciation Society. God save strawberry jam and all the different varieties. We are the Village Green Preservation Society. God save Donald Duck, vaudeville and variety.
Thank you, Kate Rusby, for our theme tune, The Village Green Preservation Society. Right now, I have a very special presentation for you, and I am pleased to be able to broadcast this on The Village Green here on WSCS 90.9 in New London, and also on Troubadour 1700 and The Global Voice. We're going to hear a poem titled How to Carve an Angel, which has been released in CD and book form by the 7th Quarry Poetry Press. And they are located, I believe, in the UK. Peter Fulton was born and raised in Massachusetts. His very early years were impressed with listening to his mother read early American poets and involuntarily accompanying his mother to New England cemeteries in search of ancestors. Peter also spent memorable hours under the eaves of a third-floor attic inventing skits with his two older sisters dressed in recital dance costumes. When he left home for the Mount Hermon School, Peter began writing songs and poems. While remaining devoted to Bob Dylan, Peter's first listening to Dylan Thomas perform Under Milkwood changed everything and led Peter to write and perform his first verse drama entitled Death of a Worn Man, with Bruce Burnside on guitar and Dan Cole on harmonica. Peter wrote and sang in Boston coffee houses. He also wrote a collection of poems entitled Boulders and Ice, a novella with a CD of songs entitled Silicon and Sand, which we heard some of the songs of that 2 weeks ago, and a book of poems and photographs in collaboration with sculptor McAllister Coleman entitled Figures in the Garden at Glen Magna. Peter is scheduled to perform How to Carve an Angel at the International Poetry Festival in Swansea, Wales, coming up in June, so very, very shortly now. I believe the website that you can consult for more information is www.howtocarveanangel.co.uk. That's www.howtocarveanangel.co.uk. So without further ado, I'm going to play a track from the CD of Peter Fulton reading his poem, with accompanied by Charles Curl in a piece called Vibrato Moans and Mystical Wonder. I believe that's the musical piece. And the poem itself is How to Carve an Angel. Here's Peter Fulton.
Kumatorn forlorn langs in der siechen teratun. A sang for foyam a strand a satum in omenu us siege fear fi rest de pore at flaring west. They hover watching through the eerie inside of Eve's dying dusk, each slight blood tick, each salivating drip repeating, lung-catching snag above your altering bed, as much as gnarled gargoyles wait to snatch meek and desolate girls, pregnant confession, midnight sanctuary sight. Though friends once, they dissemble with predisposed despair. To what awkward superstitions have they dedicated their pious gossiping whispers? Do you forgive their righteous posture? Are they not shrouded phantoms painted against a gray wall of uncertain death? Though they perchance your demise, they merely are voyeurs to your body's corpsing. By what sense could they know your tending hand's pure solitude, fluorescing twisted purple and medicinal neon stain, or submit to your fingers' rigid intentions as a delicate baton or wrestling symphony obeys? Arms shrink dangling, stuck, tube and strung, like stiffened carrion spiked on desert's indigo wind. What of your stillness? Do they know your prolonging peace of pain? Fixed and trembling as a widow, hiding under lace sheets, seized in terror of desire, Eros's chance intrusion, succumbing empty in a stiff and frozen sleep. The calm on nerves through your body, a receding wave foaming, skillfully unstrengthening each silicon, this youthing ocean's once primal resistance, once bulging erratic, once careless in indifferent beaches. You seal off tastes tearing from their powdered cheeks, disparate perfumes. You dumb their vibrato moans, blind their hidden ringing fingers stolen from their begging palms. You privy not their gasping or the sustained flatline whine, monitoring the concession of your heart's protest as you enter the garden. A choke of smells, green smells, clean memories, rich sweep of brown, soiling smears on casual forgetting, warm or underfoot springs well up, blue ice, diamonds, pond glittering with cooing breeze, unheard turtle doves flighting early ozone, vague of rain, daffodils yellow path, snapdragons, yes, wandering toward strange notions figured in stone, no selfing breasts upon merging nurture earth, The what of wander trips into buzzing scents of days, timeless willows weep of laughter. Womb of death, tomb of birth, your mind burns with massive neuron synapsing message. Where the missing blood air? Panic draws your last reserve in brilling display. Sparkling fireworks upon your whole life's cerebration. They cannot imagine your revisioning, bursting thunder, pinwheels, cortex, sculling light, reels of recollecting. No tick across your stoic mask features your revelation's revolt. Born above them in the body, spiriting sense of drifting, leafwise lifting upon emerging glee. She loved Pegasus. How could they realize your soaring soul of arc, arching from your bridge back, your electrocuting spine? By what means, their ordinary perceptions? Do they know that death derives from love, when their own desire drips from within their lover's breast into their throat, and their ecstasy is lifted up by steps upon each awakening thrust of their lover's pleasure? Horrified by their fright and the need for relief, they ask, is it over? Should we call a nurse? Too soon their stunned confusion will give way to release and healing grief. Floating above the static room to the flashing light, tumbling bright to daylight, figuring sky blue upon helpless, random in pursuit of monarch butterflighting above and back, the sweet and terrifying weed of sweeping freefall movement. Growing stones, motion, and sculpturing shapes, unconscious, essing presence. 11 on treetops nest, steering clippership maples to privates, pirate sunship chest, six and sisters play, costume over tea and biscuits, marionettes stray dancing, tender father swinging wooden bat, sicking with fragrant lilacking, boy with cowboy hat and holster, girl with long jet black hair, roller skating in the Chinese dusk. Sideburns and studded leather jacketing, lanky smoking man, breathtaking pin-up feathers, abandoned shed, auditorium smell, traffic, syrup sapping, kick the can, whales, love and lean to, mother's reading, bleeding tragic, chain of gold, kids hiding, deep snow, unneeding Monday morning, ghostly bed sounds, tornado, flickering faces flash rapid and past an emoted medium, immediately miraged upon vast sands, escaling to flaring bright whiteness, condensing to imploding pure point, black hole knowing. They gasp at your gagging rattle.
Saturated silence whelms over precipice of empty.
Awed and stunned, they listen for the last gristle of phlegm.
Darkened rage pits up deep stank, genie of all ori, genetics, primal cod of clawing, near death at birth's first scream, ancient hereditaments, four senses, murder and mayhem them, torture, weeping flesh from their wicked contractions, pain, illness upon their follies, ignorance strike against their will, for its fear of their aware, their wanting, loss of likeness, loss of children, loss of self, loss of lover, loss of parent, loss of friend, friendship, loss of marriage, loss of offspring, loss of spouse, loss of work, loss of play, loss of purpose.
Your mind blazes with stinging strangle, swallowing its last hot syllable, sightings failing vision. Are they not singing? From where the warm chorus flooding, tears of smiling victory, pleasure. Louder now, the ocean around a gladding, whole gladding calm.
Hymnal rapture choiring, profound resounding silence, chimes timing, tears crying out, rain leaping up from water, torrents rushing, surging swells, rapiding stubborn jagged slag of mangled dead soldiers' glory, despairing beggars embottled in reeking shame, terminally diseased and deformed, crueling lives against slick cliff hopelessness, shrouds of abandoned nameless others, refugeeing identities, idea powering self-righteous terror, likenesses of desolation suppressed and forgotten, prey to satiation's oppressing excess, stainless blood unwounded in spirit, crutched by addicting self-pity, confused of consuming indecision,
deathly stillness.
Who? The shattering power of single voice, truthing from unreachable deaths, shamed of all artifacts, as an executioner's mirror imagines reflections of hood's removal, asking of its own being, who? What was my hooing? Did ignorance and want shame me into illusory seclusion? Are these torments my world scraps of chips carved away? Everything that is not my sculptor's pure creation? Are they the boundaries outposting the who of me? Or are they castle walls beyond which I must surf to earn myself, suffering hurricane harvest winds to cut and chaff ego shell, to gather the grain of why into my eye of being? Black is white as black is white as black is white as black is white as black. Tears decompress my sense of fright and control. Myself is thyself. I am tumbling tempest, formant, every shape and fashion, uncarved about my statue, freed by fusion's rapture, embraced, embracing he-she, glory and surrender, torture and humiliation, pathos and rain, passion and peace, absorbing, accepting, admitting, they who do not share love or take it back once tender, they who vile or intend harm, they who have failed or fallen. The voice searches me, distant, missing roots. My being resounds with the reunion of who I am and who I have been, who my ancestors will be in my progeny. The voice speaks in strange tongues whose meaning cannot be explained, calling my worlding, come, come. They turn away in tears, consoled of one another. They do not feel the warmth of expanding soul, or smell the roses' fragrant hope, or hear the imperceptible flutter like the wings of an owl softing through moonglow of the glad female angeling into forever, ever.
That was Mr. Peter Fulton with How to Carve an Angel, which has been released on the 7th Quarry Press. Just an incredible reading. Just got immersed in that sound, in that sonic journey, and in that inward journey, which kind of echoes for me some echoes of Allen Ginsberg, Robert Frost, but entirely unique, and not a synthesis, but a new creation. And I think I'm going to play another version of How to Carve an Angel before the end of the show, maybe at the end of the program, so that you can hear it again, maybe in a different context with a different musical accompaniment. So please stay tuned for that. This is DJ Frederick. I am awake, yes. I'd say that a week of overcast and rainy skies has got mushrooms growing in my brain, and trying to lighten up a little bit and believe that it is indeed spring. Anyone that thinks that low and high pressure don't have influences on us really isn't very aware of their mind, body, spirit. So I'm going to play some tracks from D.R. Hooker's album, The Truth, which was released in 1972, recorded in New Haven, Connecticut, where there was a very cool, thriving scene in Connecticut in the late 1960s and early 1970s. This was released on a label called Hear Music, and it's considered to be one of the best privately pressed albums of all time. Very rocky, poppy, folky, kind of hard to really pin into any genre, and that's, I think, one of the brilliant things about this album. I'll play two or three tracks during the course of the next half hour. So we're going to start with this is Weather Girl from D.R. Hooker's The Truth.
She's a rainbow on a rainy gotta tell you I'm losing sleep. There's airplanes coming after me. Big old planes with the people inside, catching fire in the open sky. And I gotta tell you about the way that she moves. She cut my eyes when she walked through the room. I'd follow her to the other side. The first word she said was a lie.
What you're doing. soon. Got to try to improve your brain to see it.
First song. First song I ever heard by D.R. Hooker, and I said, this is awesome. I have got to check this out. From the album The Truth, that's Forge Your Own Chains. This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Village Green in New England Music Sampler. I want to thank you for tuning in. Coming up, I've got some new music. Oh, by the way, whoa, hold on. Actually, by the way, I played between the two songs by D.R. Hooker, the band Ocean Transfer from Massachusetts. Beautiful song called Airplane from their brand new EP. So please check that out at www.oceantransfermusic.com.
Earth and Sky.
Today, Haley McCrae of Portland, Oregon, asks the scientists,
if the younger generation will have an easier time multitasking than the older generation, And more specifically, if the brain is going to be wired differently for the younger generation than the older generation.
We asked Earl Miller, professor of neuroscience at MIT and an expert on the subject of multitasking.
Well, the short answer to that question is yes. In many ways, the brain is constantly wiring and rewiring itself in response to experience. And if you have a lot of experience multitasking, you're going to get better at it. And getting better at it means that your brain is wired a little more towards multitasking than somebody who is not used to it.
Today, a teenager might be doing her homework while also watching TV, texting her friends, and checking her Facebook page on the computer. But Miller said she's not actually doing all these things simultaneously.
In actuality, people can only really think about two or three, maybe four cognitive demanding thoughts at any one time. So what's actually going on is your brain is switching back and forth between the different tasks.
So Miller said, while there's no such thing as true multitasking, the younger generation will be better at switching focus from one task to another. Our thanks today to the Monsanto Fund, bridging the gap between people and their resources. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.
I'm not so sure about that. I think there's a word for it, or at least an acronym, ADD. Okay. Yes, we've been hearing some music by D.R. Hooker from Connecticut. It was a vibrant music scene back in the day. We're going to hear another example of that right now from a 7-inch 45 that was released by a band called Main Change and a tune called Sunshine Her Way.
Make me feel I once had a girl, or should I say, she once had me. She showed me her room, isn't it good, Norwegian wood. She asked me to stay, and she told me to sit anywhere. I looked around and I noticed there wasn't a chair. I sat on a rug, biding my time, drinking her wine. We talked until two, and then she said, it's time for bed. She worked in the morning and started to laugh. I told her I didn't and crawled off to sleep in the bath. And when I awoke, I was alone. This bird had flown. So I lit the fire. Isn't it good, Norwegian wood? She told me she worked in the morning and started to laugh. Crawled off to sleep in the bath. And when I awoke, I was alone. This bird had flown. So I lit a fire. Isn't it good, Norwegian wood?
Two bands from Connecticut there with The Last Fair Deal, Norwegian Wood, of course. And before that, Main Change, Sunshine Her Way. I apologize for the fidelity, but sometimes that's what you get when you're digging through the archives of old tunes and old vinyl. So good, good stuff. And I wanted you to hear it. And thanks for tuning in. You're listening to The Village Green, a New England music sampler with DJ Frederick. Do hope that you're having a wonderful week and that wherever you are, the sun is shining in your heart because it sure isn't shining outdoors. Okay. Another tune from the D.R. Hooker LP called The Truth. We're going to hear the last track on the album. It's called, and this is exactly what days like today do to me, it's called Falling Asleep.
Drifting off to dreamland, fading away, feeling the world slip away. Go.
Well, we started the program off with a reading by Peter Fulton of his epic poem, How to Carve an Angel, which has been released in print form by the Seventh Quarry Press. You can learn more by pointing a web browser to www.howtocarveangel.co.uk. Peter is a resident of Salem, New Hampshire, and an incredible writer of depth, beauty, and an explorer of the inner life. We're going to hear another setting of How to Carve an Angel, which is on the compact disc that accompanies the book. This is a setting that includes music by Kelly Durbin with the title of The Spirits. So here's Peter Fulton again with another version of How to Carve an Angel.
Gumatorn forlorn longs, der seachin terra tune, a song for foyam astran satum, inum anu us siege fieri rest, de pore at flaring west. They hover watching through the eerie inside of Eve's dying dusk, each slight blood tick, each salivating drip, repeating lung-catching snag above your altering bed, smutches gnarled gargoyles wait to snatch, meek and desolate girls, pregnant confession in midnight sanctuary sight. Though friends once, they dissemble with predisposed despair. To what awkward superstitions have they dedicated their pious, gossiping whispers? Do you forgive their righteous posture? Are they not shrouded phantoms painted against a gray wall of uncertain death? Though they perchance your demise, they merely are voyeurs to your body's corpsing. By what sense could they know your tending hand's pure solitude, fluorescing twisted purple and medicinal neon stain, or submit to your fingers' rigid intentions as a delicate baton a wrestling symphony obeys? Your arms shrink dangling, stuck, tubed, and strung, like stiffened carrion spiked on desert's indigo wind. What of your stillness? Do they know your prolonging peace of pain? Fixed and trembling as a widow, hiding under lace sheets, seizes in terror of desire, Eros's chance intrusion, succumbing empty and stiff in frozen sleep. The calm unnerves through your body, a receding wave foaming, skillfully unstrengthening each silica, disyouthing ocean's once primal resistance, once vulging erratic, once carelessing indifferent beaches. You seal off tastes tearing from their powdered cheeks, disparate perfumes. You dumb their vibrato moans, blind their hidden ringing fingers stolen from their begging palms. You privy not their gasping of the sustained flatline whine, monitoring the concession of your heart's protest as you enter the garden. Choke of smells. Green smells, clean memories, rich sweep of brown, soiling smears on casual forgetting, warm where underfoot springs well up, blue ice, diamonds, pond glittering with cooing breeze, unheard turtle doves flighting early ozone, vague of rain, daffodils yellow path, snapdragons, yes, wandering toward strange notions figured in stone, no selfing breasts upon emerging nurture earth. The what of wander trips into buzzing scents of days, timeless willows weep of laughter. Womb of death, tomb of birth, your mind burns with massive neuron synapsing message. Where the missing blood air? Panic draws your last reserve in brilling display, sparkling fireworks upon your whole life's cerebration. They cannot imagine your revisioning, bursting thunder, pinwheels, cortex, sculling light, reels of recollecting, no tick across your stoic mask, features your revelation's revolt. Born above them in the body, spiriting sense of drifting, leafwise lifting upon emerging glee, she loved Pegasus. How could they realize your soaring soul of arc, arching from your bridge back, your electrocuting spine,
By what means? Their ordinary perceptions? Do they know that death derives from love when their own desire drips from within their lover's breast into their throat and their ecstasy is lifted up by steps upon each awakening thrust of their lover's pleasure? Horrified by their fright and the need for relief, they ask, is it over? Should we call a nurse? Too soon their stunned confusion will give way to release and healing grief. Floating above the static room to the flashing light, tumbling bright to daylight, figuring sky blue upon helpless, randoming pursuit of monarch butterflighting above and back, the sweet and terrifying weed of sweeping freefall movement. Groaning stones, motion, unsculpturing shapes, unconscious, essing presence. 11 and on treetops nest, steering clippership maples to privates. Pirate sunship chest, 6 and sisters play, costume over tea and biscuits. Marionettes stray dancing, tender father swinging wooden bat, sicking with fragrant lilacking. Boy with cowboy hat and holster, girl with long jet black hair, roller skating in Chinese dusk. Sideburns and studded leather jacketing, lanky smoking man, breathtaking pin-up feathers, abandoned shed, auditorium smell, traffic, syrup sapping, kick the can, whales, love and lean to, mother's reading, bleeding tragic, chain of gold, kids hiding, deep snow unneeding Monday morning, ghostly bed sounds, tornado, flickering faces flash rapiding past an emoted medium, immediately miraged upon vast sands, escaling to glaring bright whiteness, condensing to imploding pure point, black hole knowing. They gasp at your gagging rattle. Saturated silence whelms over precipice of empty. Awed and stunned, they listen for the last gristle of phlegm. Darkened rage pits up deep stank. Genie of all ori, genetics, primal caught of clawing, near death at birth's first scream, ancient hereditaments, whore senses, murder and mayhem them, torture, weeping flesh from their wicked contractions, pain, illness upon their follies, ignorance, strike against their will, for its fear of their aware, their wanting, loss of likeness, loss of children, loss of self, loss of lover, loss of parent, loss of friend, friendship, loss of marriage, loss of offspring, loss of spouse, loss of work, loss of play, loss of purpose. Your mind blazes with stinging strangle, swallowing its last hot syllable, sightings failing vision. Are they not singing? From where the warm chorus flooding, tears of smiling victory, pleasure. Louder now, you ocean around a gladding, whole gladding calm. Hymnal rapture choiring, profound resounding silence, chimes timing, tears crying out, rain leaping up from water, torrents rushing, surging swells, rapiding stubborn jagged slag of mangled dead soldiers' glory, despairing beggars embottled in reeking shame, terminally diseased and deformed, crueling lives against slick cliff hopelessness, shrouds of abandoned nameless others, refugeeing identities, idea power and self-righteous terror, likenesses of desolation suppressed and forgotten, prey to satiation's oppressing excess, stainless blood unwounded in spirit, crutched by addicting self-pity, confused, consuming indecision, deathly stillness. Who? The shattering power of single voice, truthing from unreachable deaths, shamed of all artifacts, as an executioner's mirror imagines reflections of hood's removal, asking of its own being, who? What was my whoing? Did ignorance and want shame me into illusory seclusion? Are these torments my world's scraps of chips carved away, everything that is not my sculptor's pure creation? Are they the boundaries outposting the who of me? Or are they castle walls beyond which I must surf to earn myself, suffering hurricane harvest winds to cut and chaff ego's shell, to gather the grain of what into my eye of being? Black as white as black as white as black as white as black as white as black. Tears decompress my sense of frightened control. Myself is thyself.
I'm tumbling tempest, form it, every shape and fashion, uncarved about my statue, freed by fusion's rapture, embraced, embracing he-she, glory and surrender, torture and humiliation, pathos and rain, passion and peace, absorbing, accepting, admitting, they who do not share love or take it back once tendered, they who vile or intend harm, they who have failed or fallen. The voice searches me in distant, missing woods. My being resounds with the reunion of who I am and who I have been, who my ancestors will be in my progeny. The voice speaks in strange tongues whose meaning cannot be explained, calling my worlding, come, come. They turn away in tears, consoled of one another. They do not feel the warmth of expanding soul, or smell the rose's fragrant hope, or hear the imperceptible flutter, like the wings of an owl softing through moon glow, of the glad feeman angeling into forever.
You've been listening to Peter Fulton recite his poem, How to Carve an Angel, with musical accompaniment, a piece called The Spirits by Kelly Durbin. And at the beginning of the poem, he recites a Latin verse which translates into, when the moment arrives for your soul to be heard, from its innermost obscurity, a message of unknown, startling purity springs forth, the past into your being, death's humiliation and exuberant wonder. So this is DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening to The Village Green. Homemade radio, warts and all. That's the way we like it.